Welcome back to another episode of Capsule RX Podcast. Oh my gosh, I am so excited to announce that this episode is actually coming in live from New Orleans, all right? Had my first business trip, my first College of Pharmacy presentation outside of Florida. So it went amazing. I had an amazing opportunity and amazing time just hanging out with the students at Xavier University in New Orleans, all right? They invited me. I came on Friday, killed it. The energy was amazing. I was able to meet a member of the faculty, members of different student organizations. The students were incredible. They gave me a lot of great spot recommendations. Thank you, by the way. Too many to name, but just an amazing experience and so thankful for that. And then I was able to double back with another presentation on Saturday with the University of Florida Kappa Epsilon annual retreat. So that was a lot of fun. I'm so excited about that. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see I'm in my hotel. Yeah, we got the setup. We got my bag here because I got to leave in a little bit. I was having a little too much fun. So this episode is going to be super brief. It's going to be very direct because a couple people, apparently they're having basically the managed care pharmacy conference, AMCP, here in New Orleans this upcoming week. And so I've been getting some questions lately. There was somebody in the audience that asked me about, you know, if I was going to be here. And then one of the students that I mentored asked me questions about different things in regards to networking. So I figured since I'm in New Orleans, since AMCP is going to be doing something here this coming week, you're probably wanting to learn how can I network with some of these people. So I'm going to give you all some quick tips that you can implement. I'm talking today. All right, you can do this today and this will help you when you meet these people to go ahead and build a relationship and go ahead and start. So to start off, the very first thing you're going to want to do is create a LinkedIn profile. I repeat, the first thing you're going to want to do is start with a LinkedIn profile. The reason why is because this is going to be your way for connecting with people. Most of these presenters probably have a LinkedIn, and you're going to use that LinkedIn as a tool to build a relationship with them. You're going to create a LinkedIn profile. You're going to upload a professional headshot. All right, professional headshot. If you don't have one, guess what? Get your white coat, get your hair did, do whatever you got to do, makeup, whatever it is. Have one of your friends put that thing in portrait mode and just get a good headshot. Okay, you don't have to go pay somebody to do this. iPhones, the new Google phones, they have great cameras. You could probably just put it in portrait mode and that's good enough. So go ahead and get your professional headshot. Put in your College of Pharmacy, of course. Always want to put your College of Pharmacy in there. And just any little tidbits about me. It doesn't have to be too detailed, all right? The people that you're going to connect with, they're not really going to check your LinkedIn profile. You just need a LinkedIn profile to connect with them, all right? So that's number one. Go ahead and create a LinkedIn profile. Number two, what I want you to do when you find somebody interesting, let's say you're browsing around and you're looking at the different presenters and speakers and you're like, wow, this person seems amazing. I really want to connect with them. What you're going to do is now that you have a LinkedIn profile, you're going to search their name. When you search their name, pull up their LinkedIn profile, and you're going to look at their publications or anything that's kind of unique about them. Publications is usually my go-to. So the reason why I say that is you'll pull up a publication and don't do probably their most recent one. Look at one that maybe they did a year or two ago. That's different. All right. Most people will probably say something about the presentation that they just gave. Bring up something older. Something from the past. The reason why is because if you bring up something from maybe 2 or 3 years ago, they're probably going to be like, wow, I don't remember much about that. I'm going to have to actually get back to you. Perfect. Now they are going to get back to me, and now they are going to remember who I am. So that was a tool that I used once, and it worked because that person was like, hey, I need your contact information. So once I get the information, I'm going to get back in touch with you. Boom. Gotcha. Perfect. Now they remember me because I'm telling you, there's going to be 500 to like 1,000 different people at these conferences. There's no way. All right. No way that you're going to remember every single person you meet if you're the presenter or the speaker or you're the big name. But if somebody asks you something that you can't recall or you can't recollect, you are going to feel entitled to want to get back in touch with them. And now you just built a connection, a genuine connection that helps you stand out from all the other pharmacy students that are there. All right. And one of the things you can do is be like, hey, I was looking at this presentation on PubMed. Maybe you don't read the whole entire publication, but maybe you're able to read the abstract and that's enough, right? You don't always have to read all of it. You can mention you only read a summary of it because you don't have the paid subscription for PubMed able to read all of the article. But I was kind of wondering more about this, or I was kind of wondering more about this that was in the conclusion, or this that was in, you know, the beginning in the introduction, like whatever the case may be. Maybe it's something in the methods that kind of struck you out. It's a question, I guarantee you. So another thing is you need to make sure you figure out the person's best point of contact. One of the things a lot of people do is that they try to direct you to their best point of contact. Meaning, if I'm going to try to meet with you, let's say I'm the student and I meet somebody who's a professional and I want to network with them. One of the things that people will do is they will be like, oh, okay, can I connect with you on Instagram? You don't know if they're on Instagram that much. Or you might say, oh, can I connect with you on LinkedIn? You don't know if they're on LinkedIn that much. I actually had someone say, hey, I actually respond better on TikTok. It's probably better for you to follow me on TikTok. Okay. So then maybe it's email. What's your best point of contact for us to keep in touch? Just ask them. It's that simple. Maybe it's cell phone. Maybe they'll be that transparent and just give you their number. Who knows? But you want to make sure you have their best point of contact and not you asking for your best point of contact. All right? Always put it in their shoes. Don't put ask things in your shoes. And another thing that I want to make sure we touch upon is that you have to add value. So if you find something interesting about them on the publications or your research, ask them if you can be of assistance in any way possible. Looking to be paid, you're not looking for that. You're just looking to create an opportunity to be able to network and work with this well-renowned person you get into this career, such as managed care, since we're talking about AMCP. So you always want to know, you always want to let them know you want to add value and assist them. Right now, you probably don't have much value to give because you're just a student. But let them know that you're interested in providing value and you're interested to do anything that is needed to help you have your project come to completion for free. I can't tell you how many times I told people I'll help them out for free. And those moments of like free help has turned into amazing long-term relationships, either connections or business opportunities in the long run. So that's something that I want you to be mindful of. So always, always, always think of a way that you could add value to this speaker or to this presenter to make it better. All right. Now, last but not least, because I'm short on time and I got to check out soon. I've been having a little bit too much fun in New Orleans. Now, the other thing I want to make sure you do is do not make this mistake, which is you do not want to ask for help. What you truly want to do is ask for guidance. When you're a student, you may not realize that when you're asking them a question, this well-renowned person like, hey, I need help with this, that's only a one-time response, you know, one answer. What you really want to do is create a mentor, is have a mentorship relationship with this person. So what you really want is guidance, not a one-time transaction, which is just help. So that's why I don't want you to go in with the mindset of like, oh, I'm struggling with this. I didn't match with residency and I'm struggling with this. Do you think you can help give me advice on what to do? Sure, they can give you advice on what to do next. But what if the advice that they gave you doesn't work? What if they say, go find a job in specialty pharmacy and you weren't able to get a job in specialty pharmacy? What you gonna do? What you really wanna do is create a long-term relationship with them, which turns into a guidance type of relationship, which is basically a mentorship. You don't want a one-time transaction. You don't want help. You truly want a mentor. So that's why if you come in with a LinkedIn profile, you come in professional, you introduce yourself, you know how to explain who you are, and it could be brief. Tell them your name, where you go to school, what year you're in, and tell them a little fun fact about yourself that helps you stand out amongst all the other pharmacy students. Because if you don't do that, how do they know? How will they remember who you are? How will they remember? You want to stand out a little bit. So that's my quick tidbits on what I would do. That's like 5 different tips that I would do right now if I was a pharmacy student going to AMCP to go network. That's what I would do. So if you need any more information, please let me know. I just had to do something real brief because I got to go check out. But thank you all for listening. Thank you for all the support. I can't even put into words how thankful I am and how grateful I am for each and every one of you that tune in and that like freely promote the content, because that's honestly how we grow. So thank you so much for supporting Caps RX Podcast. We appreciate it. We do have merch. So if you ever want to buy the merch, please go to Teespring. You can find us Caps RX Podcast at @new_CapsRX Podcast on all platforms. Remember, networking can be very simple. Just make sure you ask some questions, give them value. You don't have anything right now to give them, but tell them you're willing to assist them with anything that they have going on and add that value. And then just be honest and transparent about who you are, where you go to school, and a unique little fun fact about yourself, so that way you can stand out. Don't give them your business card. Don't give them CVs. They're going to throw it away. Where are they going to put it? They have 1,000 other things at this conference. So if you want to stand out, you're going to stand out by letting them know, hey, I want to help you on anything you're doing. I'm going to provide value on what you got. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. Greatly appreciate it. Xavier University, y'all were amazing. Kappa Epsilon, you know I love y'all. Anything you ever need from me, please. It doesn't matter what branch. If it's in Orlando, I was talking to the Kappa Epsilon community fraternity over at Xavier University. If you need anything from me, please feel free to reach out. I absolutely love giving back to KE because they gave so much value to me. So thank you guys for listening. Appreciate the love and support. Have a great day.